Welcome to the Paranormal Deep Dive from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks.
The Tower of London, a fortress, a palace, a prison, and a site of unspeakable tragedy. For nearly 1,000 years, its walls have stood witness to the darkest chapters of England's history. Tales of betrayal, executions, and sorrow hang heavy in the air, echoing through the cobblestone corridors. Yet it's not just history that lingers. Many claim that those who met untimely and often violent ends here never truly left. Visitors speak of ghostly apparitions, Anne Boleyn wandering near her burial site, the faint cries of the princes in the tower, and unexplained sensations that send shivers down even the most skeptical spines. But is it all just imagination, or is there something more lingering in the tower's shadowy corners? Today, we'll take a deep dive into the haunted legacy of this iconic site. From historical tragedies to chilling encounters, we'll separate fact from fear and see if the walls of this ancient fortress hold more than just echoes of the past. The Tower of London, a symbol of power and dominance, was commissioned by William the Conqueror to establish his rule over England. Nestled along the banks of the River Thames, this fortress was initially constructed to keep enemies at bay and serve as a royal residence. Over centuries, however, its role evolved, becoming one of the most feared prisons in British history. Its cold stone walls bear witness to the cries of the condemned, many of whom met their end on the executioner's block. One of the tower's darkest chapters unfolded in 1536 when Anne Boleyn, the second wife of King Henry VIII, was imprisoned within its confines. Convicted of treason, adultery, and incest, charges widely believed to have been fabricated, Anne was sentenced to death. On May 19th, she walked the short distance to the scaffold erected within the tower's walls, her head held high despite the terror she must have felt. Her execution, carried out by a French swordsman, was swift, but left a deep mark on England's history. Anne's remains were hastily buried in an unmarked grave in the Chapel Royal of St. Peter at Vincula, a site that would later be linked to her restless spirit. The tower's reputation as a place of death only grew in infamy during the reign of Queen Mary VI. Known as Bloody Mary for her persecution of Protestants, she ordered the execution of Lady Jane Grey, the so-called Nine Days Queen. Jane, only 16 years old, was imprisoned in the tower after her brief reign and later executed alongside her husband Guildford Dudley. Her tragic death added to the aura of sorrow and despair that seemed to seep from the tower's very stones. Beyond its use as an execution site, the tower was also a prison for figures of political intrigue, including Guy Fawkes, Sir Walter Raleigh, and the young Elizabeth Theothorst before her ascension to the throne. These high-profile incarcerations added layers of human suffering to the tower's already grim legacy. It's little wonder that such a place, steeped in pain and bloodshed, became fertile ground for tales of hauntings and paranormal activity. The first whispers of supernatural occurrences at the tower emerged in the 19th century as interest in the paranormal gained traction during the Victorian era. Soldiers stationed there began reporting eerie phenomena, such as phantom footsteps echoing in empty corridors and the chilling sensation of being watched. The most famous of these early accounts involved Anne Boleyn herself. Her ghost was said to appear near the Chapel Royal of St. Peter ad Vincula, sometimes with her head tucked under her arm, a grim reminder of her tragic end. While these stories captured the public's imagination, skeptics argued that fear, isolation, and the power of suggestion played significant roles in these sightings. The psychological toll of guarding a place so steeped in death combined with the dim lighting and unsettling architecture could easily trigger vivid imaginations. Researchers have since pointed to environmental factors such as drafts, sound reverberations, and even low-frequency sound waves known as infrasound that can induce feelings of unease or dread. Despite these rational explanations, the Tower of London remains one of the most haunted sites in England. Its rich history and association with tragedy continue to draw both paranormal investigators and curious tourists. But as we delve deeper into its haunted legacy, the question remains, Are these ghostly encounters mere figments of the human mind, or do they reveal something far more mysterious? As the centuries rolled on, the Tower of London cemented its reputation as one of the most haunted locations in England. Among the myriad reports of supernatural phenomena, certain ghostly figures have been seen with unnerving regularity, their appearances tied closely to the tragedies that unfolded within these ancient walls. The most famous, of course, is Anne Boleyn. Her spectral figure has been reported numerous times, sometimes walking the grounds near her execution site, other times standing solemnly by her resting place in the Chapel Royal of St. Peter at Vincula. Witnesses have described her as a pale, ethereal figure, with some even claiming to see her carrying her severed head. Anne isn't alone in haunting the tower. The ghosts of the princes in the tower, Edward V and his younger brother Richard, are among the most chilling tales tied to the fortress. The two boys, aged 12 and 9, were imprisoned in the tower in 1483 by their uncle, Richard III. Who is widely believed to have ordered their murder to secure his claim to the throne. The boys were last seen playing in the tower's gardens before they vanished without a trace. Over the centuries, visitors and guards have reported seeing two small figures dressed in nightgowns, sometimes holding hands and weeping softly. Others have heard faint whispers or the echo of childlike laughter in empty hallways. One of the most unsettling accounts came from a sentry stationed near the White Tower. Late one night, he witnessed a shimmering apparition of a tall woman in Tudor dress. As he approached, the figure turned, revealing a face contorted in anguish, before vanishing into thin air. The sentry, reportedly shaken to his core, resigned from his post shortly after. Similar stories of spectral women and shadowy figures have been reported by yeoman warders known as beefeaters, who live and work within the tower. Recurring paranormal phenomena include disembodied voices, the clinking of chains, and sudden drops in temperature. Tour guides and visitors alike have experienced inexplicable sensations of dread or the feeling of being watched. One guide recounted hearing heavy footsteps behind him during a late-night tour, only to find the corridor empty when he turned around. Some believe these occurrences are residual hauntings, echoes of past events imprinted on the tower's environment, replaying themselves like a broken record. Modern-day paranormal investigators have attempted to document the tower's ghostly activity using advanced equipment. EMF detectors have registered unexplained spikes, and thermal imaging cameras have captured anomalies that some interpret as ghostly figures. During a recent investigation, a spirit box, a device said to facilitate communication with the dead, picked up what sounded like a child's voice whispering, "Help us." While skeptics dismiss such findings as coincidental or misinterpreted, believers argue that they offer compelling evidence of the tower's haunted nature. One of the more debated theories is why the tower seems to concentrate so much paranormal activity. Some researchers suggest the sheer weight of history, the number of lives lost, and the emotional intensity of the events that took place here creates a unique energy that lingers in the environment. Others propose that the tower's proximity to the River Thames may amplify spiritual activity, as flowing water has long been associated with the paranormal. While these theories attempt to explain the unexplainable, the personal experiences of those who have encountered the tower's ghosts leave lingering questions. Could the apparitions of Anne Boleyn, the princes in the tower, and others be more than just stories? Or do they represent the psychological impact of standing in a place so steeped in tragedy? The Tower of London, with its blend of historical intrigue and paranormal mystery, remains an enduring symbol of England's darkest chapters and perhaps a portal to something beyond the mortal realm. The Tower of London stands as a testament to the complexity of human history, a place where power, betrayal, and tragedy have left their indelible marks. It's no wonder that its haunted reputation continues to captivate the imagination of those who walk its storied halls. From the heart-wrenching tales of Anne Boleyn and the princes in the tower to the chilling encounters described by soldiers and visitors alike, the tower's ghosts serve as a potent reminder of the lives lost and the secrets left untold. But what are we really seeing when we encounter the unexplained? Are the ghostly figures and phantom sounds merely the echoes of our own fears, triggered by a place so rich in dark history? Or could the energy of past traumas truly linger, weaving itself into the fabric of the tower's walls? Skeptics point to psychological and environmental factors, confirmation bias, low-frequency sound waves, and even the power of storytelling. Yet believers argue that the sheer number of consistent reports across centuries cannot be ignored. Whether you find yourself leaning toward the paranormal or the rational, one thing is undeniable. The Tower of London holds a unique place in both history and the supernatural world. The weight of its past and the whispers of what might remain ensure its mysteries will endure for generations to come. I'm Tony Bruschi. Be sure to press subscribe so you don't miss any episodes and so you can join us again for another Paranormal Deep Dive.
Want to dig deeper in the Paranormal Deep Dive? Press subscribe now wherever you download podcasts and catch brand new Paranormal Deep Dives every single day from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks podcast.